This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Pandemic or not, for better or worse, organized sports are bounding their way back to a field, court, and television near you. As KUT's Jimmy Moss reports, exactly what that will look like for Austin is still a little fuzzy.
Sports in the United States are doing their own version of phased reopening in the middle of the pandemic. For months, fans have substituted live sports for Michael Jordan documentaries, celebrity video gaming, and this.
From the beautiful Gulf Coast shores here in Galveston, Texas, we welcome you to week two of the ACL Pro Qualifying Tour.
Live televised cornhole, all to fill the void. Major League Soccer announced Wednesday that it has agreed to terms with players and teams that will allow it to finish its season with a cup-style tournament starting next month. Today, the National Basketball Association finalized its own plan to finish its year, inviting 22 of the 30 teams to a mini tournament to get into the playoffs and then advance toward the NBA Finals. All Texas teams made the cut, by the way. Those soccer and basketball seasons will be held without fans in a controlled environment in what could become the sports mecca under COVID.
Orlando!
Most of the Austin area pro teams are minor league affiliates and have been waiting for these larger dominoes to fall so that they might get some clarity as to what they will be doing. The Round Rock Express has not been so lucky. There is no deal yet between Major League Baseball and its players, so the Astros AAA affiliate sits and waits.
I'm sitting in my office right now and I'm looking at this beautiful Dell Diamond field and just going, this is the craziest thing that we're not playing baseball right now.
This is Chris Almendares, team president for the Round Rock Express. He says it's too early to say what exactly their 2020 season will look like.
Every day it's a different scenario. And so while you're preparing for a season, you're also trying to come up with ideas of, for some reason, if there's not a season, you know, what do you do? You know, the thing I will say is it's going to be devastating.
Until then, they're hoping summer baseball camps can fill a tiny bit of that financial void. Austin's biggest event on the world sporting stage, Formula One, is not a sure thing either. F1 has yet to start a race this season because of the pandemic. The Formula One group, the owners of the race series, announced plans this week to resume only races in Europe starting next month. Bobby Epstein is chair of Circuit of the Americas.
We are so poised to have a great year this year. Formula One's grown. The interest is growing in it, and so to have the momentum stopped, certainly painful, but there's so many businesses going through so much pain, you don't feel alone, and you hope for everybody else.
It's not over yet. It's just F1's revised portion of the schedule stopped in September and did not include overseas trips like one to Austin. The group said it is still planning to run races later than normal through the end of the year, which means Austin still could happen. Epstein is also majority stakeholder in the Austin Bowl. The United Soccer League team was put on hiatus after one game in March because of the virus. The team has started voluntary workouts at COTA with distancing in mind, though Epstein says his team officially can't afford to come back until fans can.
Different teams have different motivations, and for our team, we don't have a big TV contract, so to play in front of empty stands really provides no value to anyone. And so until we can get back and have crowds, I'm not sure that it makes sense for this season to go on.
Coach Marcelo Serrano says the training could all be for naught.
Players are mature enough to understand that this situation is different from league ownership, coaching staff, and front office and players. It's a difficult time for everybody, a lot of uncertainties for sure.
If the team does restart this season, they'll do so without general manager Roberto Silva, apparently a cost-cutting casualty due to COVID-19. And so to the biggest question, football. Football is the financial king of American sport, and there are indications that the show must go on. The National Football League has okayed the return of players next month for training camps, leaving some teams in states with stricter distancing limits to scramble to figure out how to play football and comply. It appears more likely that there will be college football this season. Universities across the country are trying to address budget shortfalls because of the pandemic. They would face even larger ones without playing football. It is the financial tide that floats all boats, in some cases literally. Football programs raise money to pay for rowing teams, swim coaches, most athletic scholarships. Leading Governor Greg Abbott to make this prediction on KXAN last month.
My prediction is, yes, we are going to have college football beginning as scheduled, on schedule, with at least some level of fans in stands.
His influence is key if there is to be football on the University of Texas campus, a state entity, not under the city. The governor, Board of Regents, interim president, and school staff determine one part of whether there will be football. The Big 12, the NCAA, and its member institutions make up another. And then there are the players, who this season could be playing while adding additional health risks from the virus to themselves, students, staff, friends, and family. And despite an uptick in virus cases, averaging nearly 1,500 new cases statewide over the last week, Abbott moved to Phase 3 Wednesday that will allow pro and college stadiums to fill to 50% capacity. Jimmy Moss, KUT News.